There's no stopping Carla from Bankstown.
I was born to be a superstar and a supermodel.
The internet sensation is moving on from her job as Gladys Berejiklian's personal assistant. I know when
now. Gladys Butter and Chicken's office is speaking with Carla. How can I help you today?
They gave me the call, like, listen, Carla, but we want to work with you. We want to do this and that. And I'm like, 100% Shelley, I'm the ombre.
Our friend, Carla, from Bankstown.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, girl.
We're doing great. First, got to ask, obviously, you were Gladys's, you know, PA before. What are you up to now that that gig isn't so hot right now?
Bro, when Gladys told me that she was going, I was so sad. I was like, bro, what are we going to do in the office, bro? She, you know, she always lets me, you know, vape in the office, or she lets me, you know, get food, and we have, like, you know, lunch together. And now I've got Dominic Perrottet, bro. His kids are running around everywhere. It's just a mess, bro. I'm over it.
Oh, God. So, obviously, the new boss isn't as good as the old boss.
No, definitely not. He's just, like, very strict. He doesn't let me do what I want to do. Maybe it's because I wear my Gladys t-shirt to work. Maybe he's I don't know, bro.
Hey, you don't want to waste that good Gladys shirt, do you?
No, bro. I wear it every day. Like, you know, you've got to show them who the OG boss is. But.
Did you ever share a vape with Gladys? Yes or no?
No.
Oh,
she would always come out with me to have one, but we would just chat. She would never have one.
All right. Business.
Yeah.
I've got to say, Carla, we've been, me and my friends have been with you from the beginning of the journey. Love your song, the music video, epic. Loved it, of course.
So
I've got to say, though, popping up on A Current Affair the other night, I was like, oh my God, Carla from Bankstown, how is Tracy Grimshaw? Because I believe she's an idol of yours.
She is such a sweetheart, and you know, the fact that, you know, my highlight of this year was when she ended the story and she called everyone in Australia a gronk. Like, that was like the best thing I've ever heard in my life. I was dying, bro. I rang her after. I'm like, bro, you know you just called everyone in Australia a gronk, right? She's like, yes, Carla, I know, I got it from you. I'm like, bro, that's the best year for life.
Hey, now, obviously, out at Bankstown, there's a huge car culture. What type of car are you driving, or what car are you into?
Bro, I love all the, you know, just like the hot cars, you know, like a WRX, bro, the Triple S, anything that's, like, loud. You know, we do, like, car meets at KK's at Liverpool sometimes, and all the guys just, like, have the Aggie out. We've got the cars ready to go. It's so much fun.
Carla, now, I know Bankstown is, like, it's just its own vibe. Have you ever been up to Newcastle? Because I believe we've got some areas that you could, I guess, fit right into.
I've been to Newcastle a few times. I've been up the coast, you know, visiting people. My favourite place to go is the Doilo. I love that place, bro. It goes off.
Tell me a bit about your makeup line at the moment. I'm very intrigued by this.
My makeup?
Your makeup, because it is stunning. And you're actually working with a beauty company now as well.
Bro, me and MCO Beauty have hooked up. We're doing some fun stuff. We've got lots of content to come. You know, it's so good to have, like, an Australian brand that, you know, wants to support, you know, diversity. And, you know, a big bronc like me, bro, because, you know, I use a lot of makeup. I have to, you know, cover this head of mine.
Now, what about your relationship situation? Are you single? Are you dating anyone? What's the situation there? What's going on?
Listen, bro, anyone listening out there in Newcastle, if you want a good time, you better call Carla from Bankstown, bro. I am ready. I've had no complaints about anything, and I'm ready to roll, bro. I'm single, ready.
You're on Tinder?
Oh, bro, 100% I'm on Tinder. I'm on Tinder, I'm on Bumble, I'm on Grindr, I'm on everything, bro.
Play in the field.
If there's an app, you're on it, right?
Bro, every app you can think of, bro, I'm on it. I'm even, like, trying to hook up on LinkedIn, too.
You know what? Do you know what, Carla? That's a thing. People go, like, look for tail anywhere these days. It's crazy.
Yeah. Even my Uber driver, bro. Sometimes the Uber driver's cute. I message them when they deliver. I'm like, do you want to come in the back door and, like, come hang out or what? What do you want to do?
You want a big tip?
Yeah, that's it. I've got a tip for you right here. Come on.
Carla, tell us about your current merch line. What can we buy? Now, I have spent my actual money on a mug for my best friend, and he loved it. God, what have you got in the works? No, that's all right. Very prompt service as well, I might add, Carla. Like, it arrived promptly. I was happy.
Good. I'm glad. We've got T-shirts. We've got mugs. We've got hoodies. We've got singlets. You know, we've got the Click and Clack merch. We've got That Bitch merch. We've got the me, Gladys, and Dr. Chen merch. We've also got some really fun stuff in the works that we'll be releasing, like, limited edition very soon as well, which I'm very excited for. It's going to be so hot. I've even been thinking about doing, like, speedos as well for guys. You wouldn't want to see my face on a hot guy's bulge, you know?
Well, absolutely.
I love that. Well, look, thanks for coming on, Carla. I think I'm just loving what you're doing at the moment. The merch is available through your Instagram, right?
That's it. The link's in the bio.
Awesome. There she is, Carla from Bankstown, ladies and gents.